This is Mike Morgan, playing the role of Paul Prydecker is...
Wireless Mike.
So we have the stereo mics again today for our final first live segment and our final Squawk 1200 this week.
And right now we are anxiously waiting an update on the one-week wonder.
Spencer Schott from the news department is here. Spencer, the clock is ticking. It's down to just a few hours now.
It is really ticking, and it is ticking fast. So earlier today, I went down to the one-week wonder, and I actually got to see them do their first engine check. And so they had the one-week wonder out on the road. They had it all gated off. They counted 3, 2, 1. They started the engine. The propellers went up. They were spinning. It was great to see that they've made it this far in just 1 week that they've put all that together. They haven't quite put the wings on. I talked to the one-week wonder coordinator, Charlie Becker, and he was telling me how they fitted the wings last night, but they still have some rivets that they're waiting for people to pull for them, and so they're just trying to get as many signatures on those as possible. But the wings have been fitted on, and now they're just waiting for the inspection.
Well, let's hear today's update on tape.
Today is the day a volunteer team started building the one-week wonder 7 days ago, and this morning they did their first engine check. With the engine roaring to life and the propeller spinning, the one-week wonder coordinator, Charlie Becker, told me they have already taken some steps to register the plane in order to get ready for the FAA-designated Air Witness Representative inspection.
Now, we've already done the registration with FAA in Oklahoma City to get the N number, which is 2018. So the next step is to actually have the on-site inspection.
And luckily for them, the inspector has already looked over parts of the one-week wonder.
Yeah, so the inspector's been by several times to check on the progress. That's a little bit unusual because normally they will only come out at the very end, but because it's going on here and he's on this field, he's stopped by a few times already.
But as soon as it's finished, the inspector will give the plane one more look over.
And then the other thing that he's going to do is go over the aircraft kind of with a fine-tuned comb, make sure all the cotter pins are in there, make sure that there's no obvious airworthiness defects, and that everything looks like it's built according to the plans. If all goes well, he'll issue the special airworthiness certificate, and at that point, you're basically okay to do a first flight.
But a first flight won't happen quite yet. The FAA says an amateur build test flight can't be in a densely populated area, and it can't fly in wavered airspace.
So we'll have to wait till the NOTAM expires on Monday, and then what we're looking at, hopefully, is a Tuesday morning first flight.
Just because the one-week wonder isn't flying today doesn't mean they're not going to show him off to the crowds of AirVenture.
Well, again, if all goes well, and we just completed an engine run-up, so we're looking pretty good there, we plan to taxi it in front of the crowd before sometime during the air show time period.
With the whole project coming to an end, and the countdown clock in the one-week wonder tent nearing zero, Becker looks back at how far they have come.
Oh, it's just been a great week. We've already taught 4,000 people how to pull rivets on aircraft, and the crowd's been nonstop. It's been a lot of fun, a lot of work, but a lot of fun and well worth it.
EAA Radio has been doing daily updates on the one-week wonder since the project began last Monday. If you also want to take a look back at the progress, you can listen to all of my updates at eaaradio.net and look in the archives. Reporting for EAA Radio News, I'm Spencer Schott.
Yes, we, EA Radio/you, Spencer Schott, have been doing these updates all week.
I have.
You've been having fun with this?
It has been fun. It's been different to look at kind of the same story, but from a different angle every single day. Because you can do a quick update, but for a 15-minute segment to talk about what are they doing differently, how is the whole thing planned out, the different teams that they've broken it down to, how they're finding rivets. There's just so many different aspects that the story could have covered, and I'm glad I got to cover them all.
Yeah, great.
And it's amazing. You have kids out there pulling rivets. You've got everybody pulling rivets. I think I even saw Avior out there pulling a rivet.
He did. He was out there yesterday, and he pulled a rivet. I interviewed a 10-year-old on Wednesday who just pulled a rivet for the first time, and he was so excited. Such a fun interview. Such a cute kid to talk to. A lot of fun.
Now, it's been mentioned several times that the last one-week wonder was 2014. So the product of that work is sitting over in the home builder's hangar. And so I sent my wife a picture today of the plane that she helped build when she was here with me 4 years ago. So that's kind of exciting to see.
Yeah, and they're going to retire that plane and put it into the museum as soon as they finish this one and get it all past the inspection and airworthy, and that the plane that they built this year will start touring the country, and they'll be doing flights and giving people flying people around in the one-week wonder, And then maybe in 4 years, maybe not, but maybe in 4 years, they'll do another one and retire this one.
Did you ask Charlie today if he's going to do another one?
I did, and he laughed.
This is probably not the best time to be asking him, hey, do you want to do that again?
I did. It was kind of funny. Mike and I were talking at the very beginning of this. On Monday, when it all started, Mike told me he interviewed Charlie 4 years ago about if he would ever do this again, and Charlie laughed in his face and said, never again. And yet here he is.
We ought to find that tape someplace.
And so today when I was talking to him, I asked him, well, you were at the state of never again 4 years ago. Are you at that now? And he was like, if you asked me on Thursday, I would have been. If you asked me on Thursday, I would have said never again. But you, since it's Sunday, they're getting ready. It's looking great. He's like, I will consider it in another 4 years.
You know, one big difference in this project from the last one, at least I think this is the case, the wings are removable, are owner removable, so that the aircraft can be trailered.
Oh, nice.
Don't believe that was the case on the Zenith CH-750. So the last, so picture the work area with a giant wall behind it that has an exploded diagram of the aircraft and lists of tasks next to each major subsystem with big check mark stickers that are, you know, popped on the wall, smacked on the wall for everything that's done. When I went by at 3 o'clock today, they were applying the second to the last sticker on the wall. The two that were remaining were fitting the canopy, and they were struggling with that. And they said, you know, initial fit often isn't right. This is the initial fit. We got some changes to make.
Yeah.
And then the last one was putting on the wings. And I thought to myself, if this were any other kind of airplane, leaving putting on the wings to the last thing, you'd have to question the wisdom. But I mentioned a few days ago, there's a button on the panel that says spar pins. And so that either indicator or switch, I'm not sure which it is what you would, you know, actuate to remove the wings.
That's really neat.
Or so hopefully to get them
in your garage.
Get them on tight. Yeah, right.
It's a good pre-flight check item. Make sure it's installed.
Great. That's probably why the button's so big and it's red. It's big and red.
It's fantastic.
So yesterday when we did the 1 week wonder segment, we ran a little short on time, but we included a recording that by popular demand, I'm going to play it again today because we had several people say, you know, you didn't talk about it. Well, there wasn't a lot of time to talk about
it. Yeah, who's responsible for that recording?
Well, I am.
You are. And did you have some help with that?
I did. So when the movie Frozen came out a couple of years ago, I just started kind of playing around with one of the numbers and its applicability to something that's kind of close to us all. And came up with a parody that kind of exemplifies what we're doing here in building and flying airplanes. So I got some help from my brother-in-law and from my wife to do some of the voice work. And found a recording of Do You Want to Build a Snowman from Frozen without any of the words. And this is what I did.
Do you want to build an airplane? We could start on it today. It would only take a year or more, or three or four, or till we're old and gray. We could build it out of resin,
not me,
or aluminum, or fabric and metal tubes. Do you want to build an airplane? We could really build an airplane.
Do you think so?
Sure, let's try.
I know we could do this. Thousands of people have done it. All we have to do is commit. We need to get our families to go along with it.
Well, let's get them to help us. They'll love it.
You think so?
We won't know until we ask.
Honey!
We are gonna build an airplane. We don't yet have all the skills.
Yet.
And we need all the materials. Of course the plans and some cutters and some drills.
Hand tools?
Those who went before us, who have got it done, have offered to see us through.
You've gotta be kidding me.
So we're gonna build an airplane. They're gonna help us build an airplane.
You too, honey.
Wow. It's really coming together.
Man, those rivets are perfect.
They should be. It's my third do-over. What am I forgetting?
Did you put oil in the engine? No, I didn't forget that. Got the test cards? Yep. Okay, light her up. Hey, we did it. Yeah. Today we flew our airplane. Yes, the one we made by hand. It was just the most amazing thing to take our wings and soar above the land. We spent time and work and money, and we got a plane. Beyond that, we got much more. You and I have built an airship, but we've also built a friendship. So, what do you say? Let's fly some more. This time I'll take the left seat. Okay, but I'm still the better pilot.
That is just absolutely fantastic. Now, how long did it take you to make that?
I really don't remember, but I sat on it for 2 years because I think the ending is a little too sampy. But I've had offers of from several folks to help rewrite the last third, so if we do that. I also realized, shame on me, that this is the draft version, because my brother-in-law does not read the other part in this one.
Aha!
So, you know, I'm sorry, Dan, I apologize. I got the wrong version in here, but you get the point. You get the idea.
Sibling rivalry there, you just didn't want to bring him in.
I got my hand, I told you, you know, I sat on this for 2 years. Clearly, I forgot which was the last version that I had mixed down.
Well, I guess for 2019, we need a update.
Well, yeah, as long as no Disney lawyers come calling.
But yeah, this was a perfect year to bring it back for the 1 week wonder.
Yeah, I thought so. I thought it was pretty fitting. Coming up, we'll have a couple more conversations today on Squawk 1200. Stay with us. You're listening to EAA Radio.